1.19 Unit 3B.
In the 1880s, the chairman of the London County Council described his city as a tumour sucking into its gorged system half the life and the blood of the rural districts. Strong words. What he was referring to were the appalling slums that a booming city had spawned, housing where recent migrants from the country raised large families in cramped and squalid conditions. Also living in London at that time was a mild-mannered man named Ebenezer Howard. His job didn't really fulfill him, and so he spent his free time on other pursuits. Among these was the question of urban design. In a slim book published in 1898, he set out his vision for how people ought to live and how the tide of urbanization could be stopped. What he proposed was drawing people away from the metropolis by creating new self-contained garden cities, where residents would live in the centre in nice houses with gardens, walk to work in factories on the outskirts, and be fed by farms in an outer greenbelt. When one town filled to its greenbelt, 32,000 people was an optimum number, another would be built. In 1907, his vision actually did become reality when the garden city of Letchworth was built, 35 miles north of London.